Hello and welcome to Real Easy English, the podcast where we have real conversations in easy English to help you learn. I'm Neil.
And I'm Georgie. You can now watch this podcast and find a worksheet to help you learn on our website, bbclearningenglish.com.
So, Georgie, how are you?
I'm very tired, actually. I've had a lot of social plans lately. How about you?
Yeah, I'm fine. Social plans, that's interesting, because we're talking about friends today.
Yes, we're talking about socialising, which means spending time with people for fun. So, Neil, do you like spending time with friends?
Yeah, I love spending time with my friends. If I don't see my friends very often, I feel a bit sad and lonely. So yeah, I really like seeing my friends, but I don't get to see them very often because, you know, we're grown ups and we have responsibilities.
You have kids, you have lots of things going on. I also like spending time with my friends. I have lots of friends. As I said, I've had a lot of social plans lately. Pretty much every day I've been socializing.
Wow. So you like socializing, but do you like things like parties, or do you prefer smaller social events?
I do really like big parties because I like meeting new people. I like dancing as well. So at big parties, usually there's some music. But I do have a shy side of my personality. So usually a smaller event is better for me. So I can have kind of deeper conversations with fewer people. How about you?
Yeah, I don't really like that situation where you're at a party and don't know lots of people. So a small group of people that I mainly know, and there's one or two people who I don't know so well, that's fine. But a bigger group with lots of people I don't know, I really don't like that.
And why is that? Is that because you don't like small talk?
Yeah, I don't really like small talk. It feels a bit empty.
Small talk is conversations about things that aren't important, like the weather, usually with people that you don't know very well.
Yeah.
And you don't like that.
No, I find it awkward. So, Georgie, you like meeting new people. Do you feel embarrassed at all, or are you completely fine with that?
Ooh, I think it depends. I think if you find a topic quite quickly that you have in common, that avoids embarrassment. But it's when you meet someone new, you don't know them very well, obviously, because they're new, and you don't know what they like or don't like, or what they think is rude or not rude. But if you can figure that out quite quickly, it's usually okay. Do you usually feel quite embarrassed then?
Sometimes. Like you said, it depends. If you find something that you have in common and you can talk about that, sometimes you don't find something in common and then it's really, I don't know, embarrassing, I suppose. Ooh, I feel strange just thinking about it. You obviously, you like parties, you like socializing, but do you like spending time alone?
I get more energy from spending time alone and relaxing and not talking to anyone. I often get what I call social burnout, which means you just get exhausted from spending too much time with others. How about you?
Well, yeah, spending time alone is also important. And I like to do that, but not so much. Not as much as maybe spending time with people, because like I said before, if I'm alone for too long, I get a bit lonely and feel a bit, I don't know, just lacking energy. Let's recap the vocabulary we heard in this podcast, starting with socialize, which means to spend time with friends or other people to enjoy yourself.
We had small talk, which is conversation about things which aren't important, such as the weather or the traffic. We use small talk a lot in the UK.
We heard some adjectives to describe how you might feel about meeting new people, So we had embarrassed, which means feeling ashamed or shy. And we also heard awkward, which means feeling uncomfortable when you're meeting new people.
We also heard in common. So if you have something in common with someone, it means you share the same likes, dislikes, or interests with someone.
That's it for this episode of Real Easy English. Test what you've learned by downloading the free worksheet on our website, bbclearningenglish.com.
Next time, we'll be talking about brothers and sisters. See you then.
Bye.
Hello. Want to improve your pronunciation? Our new video series, The Pronunciation Lounge, helps you hear, recognize, and produce English sounds, words, and phrases. Find all the episodes on our website and practice your listening and speaking skills. Visit bbclearningenglish.com.